Germany is often treated as a byword for stability in construction, which is why it is striking that its window and door sector has spent the past 3 years adjusting to decline. New build volumes have dropped sharply, policy arguments over heating technology have unsettled homeowners and developers, and confidence has wavered. Yet under the gloom, longer-term shifts in regulation, sustainability and technology are reshaping competition in ways that carry clear lessons for the UK. A new white paper, Learning from Germany, How UK Window and Door Companies Can Turn Renovation, Sustainability and Digitalization into Growth, argues that Germany is effectively a preview of the pressures and opportunities British installers and fabricators will face through the rest of the decade. It highlights three trends already influencing German buying decisions and increasingly visible at home. First is a decisive tilt towards renovation. As rates rose and new housing projects stalled, demand did not vanish so much as move from construction sites to existing streets. Replacement work now makes up most of the market, driven less by fashion than by energy costs and tightening rules. Windows sit alongside insulation and heating as part of the investment case, not an afterthought. That shift changes what installers are expected to do. Simply quoting for standard products is no longer enough. The firm's winning work can explain savings in practical terms, translate support schemes into plain language, and show how upgrades affect a property's performance. The paper suggests UK businesses should prepare for the same, with confident conversations about payback and funding becoming a commercial requirement without straying into regulated financial advice. Second is sustainability and design becoming genuine differentiators. In Germany, efficiency is assumed, so the conversation has moved to life cycle impact, recycled content, and end-of-life treatment. Environmental product declarations and verifiable data increasingly matter, particularly for institutional clients. At the same time, private homeowners are leaning into more assertive aesthetics, with dark matte frames, slimmer profiles, and bolder designs common across PVC and aluminium. For UK companies, the message is twofold. Sustainability documentation is not just admin, it can decide tenders, especially with housing associations, local authorities, and commercial investors. And design still sells, so strong samples and visualization tools can help justify higher performance specifications. Third is the spread of digital tools and smart technology into a sector that has traditionally relied on slow manual processes. German consumers can configure products online, test finishes, and get indicative prices quickly, often with a handoff to local partners for survey and installation. Expectations around speed and transparency have shifted. On the product side, automation and smart integration are moving towards mainstream in parts of the refurbishment market, creating new revenue and longer service relationships for installers willing to train on controls and connectivity. The paper does not claim Germany can be copied wholesale, given differences in regulation, housing stock, and preferences. Its core point is that the German businesses doing well have redefined their role, acting less like commodity suppliers and more like partners in wider building improvement. For the UK, the outlook is uncomfortable but encouraging. A rapid new build rebound looks unlikely and retrofit policy remains uneven, but individual firms can still take practical steps. The white paper sets out a 12-month plan that includes auditing the balance between new build and retrofit, building simple renovation packages, training teams on energy performance, assembling sustainability documentation, launching basic online configurators, and introducing smart upgrade bundles. None requires a total reinvention, but all demand a decision to look beyond the next order. The most important conclusion is that growth can still be found in a flat market. By prioritizing renovation, using sustainability as a specification tool rather than a slogan, and building digital competence alongside smarter products, UK firms can defend margins and capture demand. Germany's experience is a reminder that structural change rarely waits for perfect policy or perfect confidence. And for British window and door companies, it is also an invitation to get ahead of what is already on the way.